Welcome back to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius, and we're joined by Bob Glauber, who covers both the Jets and the Giants. And Bob, really happy to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Nick.
And we're also, of course, joined by the legendary one, Lenny the Cool Dawson.
Lenny the Cool, eh? Well, it's warmed
yes,
up here, though, Nick.
Hey, listen, let's start with a game that I hope both of you saw a little bit of, which is the surprising damage that New Orleans did in Dallas to a Dallas team that it just seems every week there's a team that is inaugurated as the Super Bowl favorite, and then the next week they disappoint you. First of all, Bob, what did you think of the Drew Brees presentation? Is he not an MVP candidate despite what LT has done?
I think he is. You know, it could be 1 and 1A with LT. I mean, I prefer LT. He's done it over the entire season, which Brees has done as well. I just think that, you know, most valuable player to his team, you could make the argument for Brees easily, especially after last night. I personally like LT, but what Brees has done this year has been absolutely remarkable, punctuated with a nice exclamation point last night.
If he averages, Len Dawson, 350 yards over the last three games, he will break Dan Marino's record. As I watched him throw, and it's interesting to compare him with Eli Manning, his mechanics are impeccable, he's throwing even stronger, and the velocity on the ball is so much more significant than Trent Green. Tell us, from your perspective, Drew Brees' performance yesterday and this season.
You know I'm prejudiced for this guy. Where did he go to school? He went to Purdue University, where I attended.
That makes him brilliant.
That makes him really special. He is having a phenomenal year. Take a look at that team. Now it's, you know, he's one guy, basically the same guys from last year that, they were the nomads, never had a home, really, and turned things around this year, and he's a big reason why. He comes out firing. I mean, he opened up that game from the spread formation, something that he did when he was attending Purdue University. So when he got into the pros, he had seen an awful lot of types of defenses that he would see in professional football, and I think that really helped him. But here's a guy that's coming off major shoulder surgery in the off season. So he's something special right now this year.
Hey, Len and Nick, I want to say about Brees, I don't think I've remembered a player who has gotten off to a more difficult start, and he was almost ready to be written off. Yet I think inside him, he just had the courage of a fighter, and he just picked himself up and, you know, through very, very difficult circumstances, a first-round draft pick coming in there in San Diego, and just willed himself to this level, and it's continued. I find it remarkable, and I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times, and I just find his inner strength is really as big a part of his game as his football.
He's a really person, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's terrific. He is absolutely terrific.
It's nice when they're nice, but, you know, it's interesting. Tony Romo, 5 touchdowns on Thanksgiving Day, and he was the toast of Dallas, and now the most touchdowns ever in Dallas against them. In fact, they had to hold back. Sean Payton basically said, we're not going to score that last touchdown. We don't want to embarrass Bill Parcells. Colston was back. He played well. Joe Horn didn't even play. What I find interesting about this is Drew Brees is playing and adjusting to players getting injured every single week. And a very good running game, but not exactly the best running game in the league. But what they've done is they've adapted to the talent that they have. Tell me about that with a Reggie Bush. What do you think he brings to the table, Len Dawson?
Well, I think he brings versatility. You know, that coaching staff, coming in there with that coaching staff, generally they say, oh, well, there's no way that they're going to be able to do it in 1 year. And they have been able to do it. So much for that myth. But Reggie Bush is somebody that the other team has to account for. And, that's what you're looking for. You want as many weapons as you possibly can to give them more things to worry and think about on how they're going to defend you. And Drew Brees is off and running, and boy, I'm telling you something. He's thrown the ball beautifully. You know, when you're averaging over 300 yards a game, don't you think that the opposition knows about him, trying to figure out a way to stop him? They're trying to, but they've not been able to. And Reggie Bush gives him a little something extra to let that other team worry about so that Drew Brees can do his thing.
Guys, let's shift to the larger issue of which teams are stepping up and playing their best when it matters most. Indianapolis, embarrassed yesterday.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots, embarrassed yesterday.
Yeah.
Who are the teams, as you try to predict what's going to happen, and Lord knows it's impossible to do it this year more than ever. Let's start with Bob Glauber. What do you think is going to happen in the next few weeks?
Well, Boy, I tell you, it has been so up and down. And, you know, you talk about one week it's the Super Bowl guaranteed, you know, going to there like Dallas, and then the next week they're not. And, you know, I cover the Giants quite often. When they were 6-2, about to play the Bears, you said, hey, maybe this is the Super Bowl team. And then they probably go into a four-game slide that they don't pull out of until yesterday. So, you know, I'm partial to the Bears right now. I still think they can get things done. Obviously, Rex Grossman is having some problems, but if he decides to, you know, take a little bit fewer chances in going down the field than he has in recent weeks, you know, I think they can correct that offensively. I'm still not going to blow off the Patriots because they're too good of a football team, and they've had too many guys who have been there in crucial spots. And the Colts, I'm not going to write them off either, despite their slide. You know, I think they can get it back together. Obviously, their run defense has got to get better in a hurry.
Ron Jaworski is going to be our guest on the show tomorrow, and he analyzed Rex Grossman, Len Dawson, and basically looked as if Rex Grossman is looking for the long pass when he should be looking short, looking for the short pass when he should be looking long, even with Ron Turner trying to adapt the offensive scheme to give him a chance to be successful. What would you do to coach Rex Grossman right now in basically a pivotal career moment for him tonight on Monday night?
Well, the main thing is protect the football. You know, what is his mindset? What's he trying to do? You know, you don't make plays. You just do what your job is. And as a quarterback, your job is to figure out what the defense is and to who you're going to throw the football to, has the best chance of being open, and then when do you pull the trigger and throw that football. First of all, if you're not accurate, you shouldn't be at this level of competition. But he has to learn, and the coaching staff has to come in. You know, if that's the problem, try to help solve that particular problem. You know, if he's having a problem with that, maybe move the guy around a little bit instead of always in the pocket, moving from side to side, bootlegs, and do things like that. I'm sure he's capable of doing those things just to give another look to the defense that's coming after him. So, I mean, with the defense that Chicago has, I mean, the defense is capable of scoring. And they're kind of like Baltimore's defense. They're relentless, and they go after people and very aggressive. And so for the quarterback, what he's got to do is, you know, like Marty Schottenheimer always told his quarterback, I'm not asking you to win this game. I'm just asking you not to lose it for us. And so make good decisions. And that's what a quarterback does. He makes good, sound decisions on what he is going to do when he's throwing the football.
Well, let's decide to go to that Giants-Carolina game, another example of teams that have done well and have had problems recently. Bob, tell us about the game, and especially the Giants' offensive line doing such a great job of keeping Peppers and Rucker off the line.
Well, they did do a great job, and really they have been struggling in recent weeks. You know, Luke Pettigrew, who has been maligned as a left tackle through most of his career with the Giants, was having his best season by far, maybe a Pro Bowl season. And he got hurt, he injured his fibula, and they've been really struggling to replace him. Bob Whitfield, who's 35 years old, has come in, and he finally did a good job over an entire game. And the offensive line was terrific. Tiki Barber had his best game in about a month. And Eli Manning seems to be getting his confidence back. Now, that's 5 touchdowns and no interceptions in his last 2 games after a very, very rough schedule up until that point. And I've had a chance to talk to Eli many times over recent weeks, and, you know, I really marvel at his consistency of his demeanor. I mean, he really is. His nickname is Easy Eli, and the reason is because he's just so easygoing. You almost take it like, you almost hold it against him because he doesn't get angry. But you know what? In good times, he's very even-keeled. So I think Tony Dungy gets that a lot. You know, Tony Dungy, if he loses out, he's not mean enough. And if he wins, oh, it's great. He keeps us on an even keel. I think guys who are kind of mellow personality-wise run into that. But he seems to have righted himself and just at the right time with 3 games to go.
We're talking with Bob Glauber from Newsday and Len Dawson, Lenny the Cool. And it is not that cool, I understand, in Kansas City. But it's hot in Washington with Sam Huff. Sam, it's got to be tough for you. And our friend Al Saunders, it's got to be a real tough season for him and, of course, for Joe Gibbs. How are you, my friend?
Well, I think they're ready to send him back to Kansas City. Okay? It's just not working here. You know, it's not working here. He should have brought Trent Green back to Washington where they got him from the first place to have him run this offense because it's just not working. I mean, he's a great guy, got a great wife, and he's a great friend of Joe Gibbs. But that doesn't win football games for you.
He's got a great wife. I'll tell you what, that's an interesting comment. He does have a great wife.
Well, he's a nice guy, and he's got a wonderful wife. I mean, he fits in very nicely, but his game is just not working.
Let's go to Lenny Dawson. We talked about this before. 22 coaches on that Redskins team. And, you know, the bottom line, again, you've got a young quarterback in there. You take the big risk, whether it's Denver and Cutler or whether it's Campbell right now, a guy with very little experience. And even though he comes back and does do better in the second half, you make those big turnovers. What would you do differently if you're Joe Gibbs? If the season is shot, what do you do differently?
I don't know. Maybe pray. Would be one thing, but whatever happened to Todd Collins? I mean, he left Kansas City as a free agent and signed with Washington because he knew Al Saunders' offense was supposed to be able to be helpful there, and he's, I guess, now down to the number three quarterback on that football team. The thing is, you got to get back to basics. You know, that's where it all starts. It starts up front on offense and defense, and you got to be able to accomplish that. If you're on offense for Washington and you're passing the ball, you better protect the quarterback. If you want to run, you better open some holes. It's not a mystery. The game has never changed in all these years. It's always been decided by the big guys up front, and it's not going to change. But, you know, they're not getting it done up front. And if you're not getting it done up front, you're not winning.
Well, they are getting it done in the running game, aren't they? I mean, Liddell Betts, 33 carries, 171 yards. You'd think on most occasions that's Joe Gibbs football.
Well, it is, it's not Joe Gibbs football to have 11 penalties for 68 yards, and that's what the Redskins had against them, and they were playing at home. The Eagles only had 2 penalties for 20 yards. And right there is really, you know, where the game had changed. And the other part of the game had changed is in Campbell. He's a young quarterback. He didn't play at all last year. He was a number one draft choice from Auburn, and they didn't put him in the game. And this year, Lenny asked about Collins. Collins is the number three quarterback. He hasn't even been in a game. And so it's just amazing how this coaching staff, and you've already said they have 22 coaches, and you cannot put 22 coaches in a stadium and not have about 22 fights. You know, they're worse than players. When they all have their system, they all have their ideas, and if you don't fit into the defensive system, you don't play. Yesterday, McIntosh, their number one draft choice this year, they said before the game he was going to play. He hadn't played but except on the kickoff team this year, and so they put him in for one series. 3 plays is all he got to play. And I don't understand this coaching staff. I really don't.
Guys, we've only got a minute in this segment. Bob Glauber, first of all, we want to thank you for joining us. Just appreciate the great work that you do. The turnovers seem to be a big thing, especially this time of year. And I guess that's what I'm going to be watching for as teams. The penalties and turnovers, the things that Len Dawson talked about, the basics. Well, Bob, thanks for joining us, buddy.
You got it, Len. Nick, I appreciate it. And great being with Len and Sam.
Len and Sam, when we come back, Let's go through the overall hot teams, especially LaDainian Tomlinson, what he has accomplished, and compare him to perhaps the most respected running back of all time, Jim Brown. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 120.